I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Talk about alternative rock. The band you're listening to is playing Off the Grid, powered by bicycles. Here Now's Andrea Shea reports on the musician's sustainable sound system and the inventor behind it.
This is soundcheck for a demo concert at a thematically appropriate venue, Landry's Bicycle Shop in Boston. Listen, and you can hear the whirring and clicking of bike cranks in the background. Inventor Sean Stevens is here setting up and tweaking his people-powered sound system. He's wearing a lab coat covered in colorful flowers and gladly shows me how his contraption works. It's in three pieces. It might help to picture a recumbent bicycle.
There's one bench that has three bikes mounted to it and three people sit on it and pedal. And then there's two individual benches that each have one pedaling station on it. And that will all be wired into kind of a central box that manages and stores the power and things like that.
Steven says one person can sustain about 100 watts without breaking too much of a sweat. Five people can amass enough wattage to power a small show like this demo. Now, I have to say, Steven's rig is pretty scrappy looking, cruder than I expected. He cobbled it together, chopping up old bikes, audio equipment, and materials.
Most of the stuff came from, like, Home Depot, Radio Shack, or the internet, or something like that. And none of it's really, like, that esoteric. It's just about the combination of things becoming something new.
And also something alternative, which is critical to Stevens. He's been obsessed with energy sources since the days when he played with battery-powered Erector sets and motorized Lego kits.
And it would cost $8 or $10 to run this toy for half an hour, and then you have this, like, half a pound of gross, toxic stuff that you have to, like, throw out. You know, even as a kid, I was like, this is kind of lame.
Now the 32-year-old says he makes toys for adults that can run forever, like the sustainable sound system. He's brought it to dance parties, arts festivals, even into the middle of the woods in Vermont.
You know, you can plug it into an iPod or whatever and just leave it on loop, and as soon as somebody starts pedaling, there's music.
Just the feeling of pedaling and having that direct response of making the music that you're listening to was just so powerful, and I instantly knew that we had to get together.
Greg Reinauer, bassist for the Boston band Melodigo, says that was 2 years ago at a backyard benefit. Stevens' bike-powered sound system spoke to him and his bandmates because they're also on a mission to get off fossil fuels. Since 2008, the musicians and the inventor have staged bike-powered shows at colleges, rallies. They've raised funds, too, more than $14,000, they say, towards the development of a slick 10-bike system that's mobile.
Because there's a lot of people who will believe or try to have you believe that clean energy is too hard or impractical or impossible, but you can't look at all the lights flashing, you can't hear Melodigo's music blasting out of the speakers and be dancing and singing along and say that this isn't possible. So that's what we're trying to do.
But the sell isn't always an easy one, especially to people who rely on high-quality sound at music clubs. People like Dana Westover, who engineers the sound system at Johnny D's, a Boston-area rock club.
I have to confess, I was quite skeptical when I first heard about this.
But Westover took a leap and booked the band. Westover admits he was shocked to see what the Franken system looked like, but he was satisfied with the way it sounded.
I think the primary thing that they're thinking about, and we're all thinking about, is conservation of energy. And it also, to be honest, it adds an element to a show that, you know, people enjoyed cranking away. They were standing in line to get on, you know, so why not?
Melodigo and inventor Sean Stevens are planning a bunch of sustainable sound shows this spring in as many communities as possible. They're hoping to use a full 10-bike system that uses pedal power to get from gig to gig.
Here Now's Andrea Shea. To see photographs of the sustainable sound system, go to hereandnow.org. Back in a bit, Here Now. Thank you.